no dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
You're listening to Latin Radical with Warwick Fry.
Today we're talking to Clinton Fernandes, who works as a lecturer at the University of New South Wales.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, I lecture at the Australian Defence Force Academy campus of the University of New South Wales.
Yeah, and like a lot of others who've been interested in the East Timor issue, you probably have a lot to say about the results of the Truth and Friendship Commission report that was released last week, or before last week actually now, it's getting on. And you've been a lot more specific than most commentators on the flawed guidelines of the TFC, or what's seen as the flawed guidelines, and which have seemed to have fallen short of the international principles of human rights. So what was inadequate?
Right. Well, the first point is that the reason I'm quite specific is that I've read the report, whereas most of the people who have commented on it have actually read newspaper reports of the report. Yeah. I was lucky enough to be in Timor in the week or so before the report was released, and so we were able to get leaked copies in advance, and were able to read the entire thing, provided we didn't say where we got it from. The terms of reference prevented the commission from focusing on individuals. It could only talk about institutions.
Right.
And so it's the equivalent of trying to find out responsibility for the Holocaust, but saying we are not going to mention any individual Nazis, we're just going to talk about institutions. Now, clearly that would be laughable. The other thing is, the terms of reference prevented it from looking into anything beyond 1999, when most of the casualties for the Timorese population occurred before 1999. And so the commission was basically prevented at the very start from doing a good job. And there's a reason for that. The commission was designed in order to get people off the hook. The only thing it could do was recommend amnesties. Now, because of the international condemnation and, in fact, the ridicule that had been heaped on the commission, it wisely decided against recommending amnesties. So in that sense, the international criticism has had an effect. But the commission has no legal powers. According to both the Indonesian constitution and the Timorese constitution, any such international agreement to create a commission must be ratified by both countries' parliaments. But this commission did not get a ratification by either country's parliament, and so it was from the very start unconstitutional according to both countries. Also, these crimes against humanity and crimes of universal jurisdiction are not limited in time. So there is no statute of limitations, and it is not possible even to give an amnesty. And so those who bear greatest responsibility for these crimes can still be prosecuted, and will be, before too long.
Right. And that's something that seems to be happening apart from the tribunal, not the tribunal, sorry, the Truth and Friendship Commission, the commission. And some people said they were sort of pleasantly surprised. Well, they were surprised that certain points were recognised, that it was accepted by the Indonesian president, and also the fact that it sort of seemed to go back on the idea of impunity, and well, basically that it at least brought it out into the open and sort of served a political function. But are you suggesting that this would not have happened if it hadn't been for the international scrutiny and the criticism from the UN?
Absolutely. It would not have happened. You had every human rights group in Indonesia condemning and heaping scorn on the commission. It was basically shamed into not recommending amnesties.
Okay.
I mean, it had no choice when you had the torrent of criticism with even the United Nations, which is actually quite a conservative organization, refusing to allow its members or its employees to participate in the commission. You had every Indonesian human rights group heaping scorn on the commission. You had, of course, Australian, British, American, Canadian and other groups, attacking the commission as well. Quite obviously, it was unable to recommend amnesties for that reason. But one can say that it's a revelation inside Indonesia, because for the entire duration of the occupation, the Indonesian government lied to its people about what its military was doing in Timor. And so it comes, no doubt, to the Indonesian people as a surprise that the Indonesian president has accepted the commission's findings, which is that their military committed crimes against humanity and so on. But for Australians, I think we can only praise the commission if we lower our expectations so low that we get excited at a dog bites man story.
So it wasn't a complete waste of time.
It's sort of irrelevant to the process, right? I mean, justice is going to be obtained whether the commission sat, stood, or did not exist. Of that, there can be no doubt. What is required now for the justice agenda is simply for a coordinated approach whereby the next government of East Timor, with a new generation of leaders, and this is only a few years away, does not feel internationally isolated. It doesn't feel that little, poor little Timor has to carry the diplomatic burden on its own. And so an internationally coordinated campaign where you have the Indonesian new generation people, the Timorese, Australians, Americans, British, European Union, and so on, all joining in. And at that point, it's only a matter of time before these people who committed crimes against humanity wind up before a tribunal.
So I believe something along those lines is already happening. I understand that you're starting to get in contact with other Australians and other people involved with East Timor to perhaps go somewhere in this direction, get more of this international attention to.
Yes. Oh well, I mean, the my primary contacts are actually not Australians. They are Indonesians, and so the new Indonesia. The people who basically were awakened by the Santa Cruz massacre of 91, and as a result of that awakening and their activism, eventually wound up as the student leaders who overthrew Suharto in 98. Those people are East Timor's big allies on the justice agenda. Okay. They see the Indonesian military as a threat to Indonesia's own democratic transition. And so they're my contacts. The East Timorese are my contacts. As for the rest of the Australian community, yes, it's pretty much automatic, I think, because we, unlike East Timor, don't have to worry about being diplomatically isolated and so on. So we can say this, we can call for justice quite openly. What's required, of course, is to give the East Timorese leadership the confidence that they can call for justice without feeling that they are diplomatically isolated. If you look at the position of the superpowers, the United States, United Kingdom, people like that, countries like that. All they've said is that if the East Timorese are satisfied, we will have nothing more to say. But they have not said that we are agreeing with the amnesties, right? So you have to look through the nuances of the diplomatic speak. And the door to a tribunal is very much alive, very much open.
Oh, that's good, yeah. And, just before we go, Clinton, the response of Yudhoyono, were you happy with it? Did it surprise you?
He had to accept the results of the CTF because its conclusions had been worked out in advance. So it was the result of a diplomatic compromise, and of course he was quite happy to accept it. Now, he said he was expressing remorse but did not use the word apology. He can't actually apologize because the CTF requires, because an apology requires a full accounting of the facts. Now, the CTF was limited both in time and in responsibility. And so he couldn't possibly apologize on the basis of the CTF. Now, whether he apologizes or not, that doesn't absolve the perpetrators of their guilt, which will eventually reach a tribunal.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for talking to Community Radio, Tune In FM, Latin Radical, and hope to hear from you again, Clinton.
Good to be with you.
Thank you.